Welcome back. Now, as we've been telling you, Israeli warplanes have launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Witnesses say several explosions were heard in Gaza City. Hamas and Palestinian radio stations confirmed the blasts were the result of an Israeli air attack. Smoke and flames were reportedly visible from the site of the explosions. Israeli F-16 jets reportedly launched 4 airstrikes in Khan Yunis. There are no immediate reports of casualties. Israeli ground troops on Thursday conducted an incursion into Gaza. Well, for more on that breaking news story, we're joined by a Press TV's correspondent in Gaza, Yusuf Al-Hilu. Yusuf, can you give us an update on the situation there right now?
Yes, I can confirm that at least one Palestinian has been killed and many have been wounded and many others are still missing in the tunnels which were targeted moments ago by Israeli warplanes. A number of Israeli warplanes carried out a series of airstrikes that targeted different places across Gaza, including a military training used by resistance fighters western Gaza. Also, a metal workshop was targeted western Gaza City. Israeli F-16 jets carried out 4 airstrikes, as you mentioned, against different targets in Khan Yunis. Some of the targets were open spaces. Also, Israeli gunboats opened fire against fishermen off the seashore in Khan Yunis. Now, the local authorities here, they have evacuated all police stations, as Israeli warplanes are still flying very low over Gaza. Earlier today, Israeli tanks conducted the ground incursions, opened fire at residential houses. Also, Israeli warplanes dropped thousands of warning leaflets over Gaza, warning Gaza residents to stay away from the border with Israel and to avoid involvement in smuggling. One of the leaflets featured a map and warns Gazans that anyone within 3 meters of the security fence is endangering himself. So what we are witnessing right now is an Israeli military escalation against the Gaza Strip. Earlier in the day, Palestinian resistance fighters, they launched a number of homemade rockets and mortar shells against Israeli targets in response to the killing of 2 members of the popular resistance committees by the Israeli forces. So it's escalation, and we might, the number of casualties is expected to rise as there are still many people missing inside the tunnels.
All right, Yusuf, we will, of course, keep a close watch on that situation. Press TV's Yusuf Al-Hilu joining us there from Gaza.